Let's go and have a chat with John O'Shea. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Very well. Excited about the two-year-old race and this Son of Smart Missile with some really good clients for you, Ron Finnemore and others.
Yeah, great bunch of fellas in it and ladies as well. And he's a really nice colt. He's been a nice colt all along. He's probably exceeded our expectations in terms of when he's got to the races, but he's there now and he's in great order.
It's a big ask off one trial, but you obviously like him, John.
Yeah, no, Mac trialled him the other day and he just got left in front, Duff, and I think he's going to be a horse that's a much better chaser. But it's nice if you can get a run into them before Christmas. It just seasons them up going into autumn, and he's done it all of his own volition. We haven't pushed him. He's just coped with the workload really nicely, had his jump outs and then obviously gone and trialled and come through the trial well.
Okay, so you might want to put him out after today, or are you keen to run him through another run or two through summer?
No, definitely out, Duff. And then, you know, I think he's a really athletic, nice colt when you see him in the yard. He'll be, furnished up and do well in the autumn, but I think ideally be a lovely spring three-year-old colt. And it's just all about getting some miles into his legs over the next few months, you know?
Yeah. Pretty in Pink, obviously, we can forget her the other day with that start. She lost her race position.
Yeah, just another way to lose a race. And thankfully, the stewards saw fit that for those that had backed her, that she wasn't afforded a fair start. And just compromised where she should have been in the run. We had envisaged her being where the winner was. So it just adds a bit of merit to their decision. She's still a query for me at 1,400, Duff, to be honest.
Yep.
Albeit she's placed at 1,400 as a spring three-year-old filly. Until they go out and do it, you sort of that query's still there. But if ever she's going to run seven, it's today because she maps beautifully. Ideally, if the gates don't malfunction this week, she'll find herself in that 1-1 spot and give herself every opportunity to be in the finish.
And Bergen, he's primed third up here on pace.
Yeah, he is, mate. Just probably troubled a little keen the other day, second up at 1,500, but, you know, the seasoning runs really helped him. And back to seven, maps well, fit, third up, you know, Rachel King in good order. So, you know, it's a bit of a D-day for him. He'll be in the finish. There's no two worries about that. I think, you know, how far in the finish will be all dependent on pace. If he can get a nice run up on the speed and they don't go too quick, well, you know, he'll give a good account of himself.
Beauty. You've got a couple of nice progressive horses around you now.
Yeah, it's taken a bit of time, Duff, hasn't it? You know, but Tuesday was a bit of a nice day to have some horses that have got some miles into their legs and presenting at the races, and today's another day. So we're just starting to build a nice little team, and over the next 12 months, we'll sort of get back to where we need to be.
Beauty. Good luck today.
Cheers, boys.